Yeah, I'm Jochen Hönecke, and I'm formal verification researcher at Zetora. Should I use this one? This one, okay. So, and I want to show you how to prove that your contract can't get wrecked. So, let's remind ourselves what an AMM is. We want to prove a property for a decentralized exchange, namely that that has two major actors, the traders who want to sell or buy tokens, and there are other liquidity providers who provide the tokens to be sold on this AMM, and the liquidity providers rely on the correctness of the AMM. So the AMM smart contract holds all their funds in custody, and the tokens are automatically traded, and if there is a bug in the AMM, then the liquidity providers don't get their funds back, and we want to avoid that. So the desired property that we want to show is that the money can always be withdrawn from the contract. Even if there's a bank run, if everyone wants to get the money back, it can be withdrawn, and we need two properties. There is enough money in the contract, and that withdrawals never revert. And we did this for the new upcoming version of Uniswap V4. And this is a contract that has a few scary features. Namely, it's permissionless. Everyone can use it. Everyone can create pools. And all the tokens of all the pools are kept in a single contract. So if there's a single pool that is broken, then it affects all other pools. And there's also a hook mechanism, so you can create your own hook for your pool that could affect the security of your funds, and we need to prove that this is not the case. So there are some attack vectors like malicious ERC-20 tokens and hooks that we need to consider. What we did is now formal verification. And what we do is we take the bytecode of the contract and we take the specification and we translate it with our tool to a formula that we then run through various SMT solvers, CVC5 and Z3. And this will give us either a proof that the contract satisfies the specification, or it will give us a counterexample, or because this is the logic is undecidable that we use, it can also time out. We have some assumptions for the unknown code, so we support arbitrary ERC-20 tokens. But to prove liquidity, we need some assumptions on them. So the balance can only change by transfer and burn. Only the owner and approved accounts can transfer. There's no central authority that can steal our tokens. We need other assumption that if you transfer, only the amount is transferred, so if there are fees, receiver pays them, and that transfer never reverts. Thanks. That transfer never reverts if there is enough balance. And for hooks, we need the assumption that there is no withdrawal hooks, otherwise we can't prove that you can withdraw. So what we do is an inductive invariant, so we split our states into two kinds of states, where we have enough funds and where we don't have enough funds. And if we look at all the transaction, then we look, is there a transaction that goes outside the circle? And we found with our tool that there is such a transaction, but it's actually a transaction that is not reachable. So we need to refine our invariant. We need to say additional things like that the contract also does a consistency accounting of the liquidity. And if we do this, then we get that all the transactions stay in this inductive invariant. There were some problems with verifying this Uniswap. It was not as simple as I just made it. So we had some problems with rounding errors break the invariant, and other things like sums over ticks and positions. We solved all these problems. I can't go into the details because it's a lightning talk. So to summarize, what we showed is enough funds and consistent accounting is an inductive invariant. Yeah, thank you.
Wow. Thank you. It's amazing research. And so we have one question, and I'm also very curious, how many human hours did you guys spend to prove liquidity of Uniswap 4? And if there, like, maybe you can put some price tag on it, because I think this is very interesting, because before, like, on the panel before, we were wondering about, you know, this kind of...
Yeah, I don't have the exact price tag. I'm not sure if I'm even allowed to tell it. But we spent several weeks with a small team, so several people on this contract. So I think it was something like 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow. And how big the team was? Like 3 people, 5?
More like, I think over 5, but less than 10.
Okay. Interesting. And how many errors did you guys found? So one such a case where this transaction can lead to not enough liquidity, right?
We didn't find the liquidity error, so the code was quite good. There was slightly problems, like you can't trade to the minimum price and you can't reach the minimum price, but if you start there, it's possible to start with this price, so there was some inconsistency there.
Okay, so we have one more question. Could you briefly touch on how you approach dealing with the rounding errors in...
Yeah, so we use fixed point arithmetic, and we use a very high precision. Because we have unbounded integer, we can just use some multiplier for fixed point that divides every number, and then we don't get division roundings.
Okay, thank you very much for interesting talk. Please give another round of applause to our speaker.